Welcome to the UInterview podcast. I'm UInterview founder Eric Mears. Today we've got a great guest, Ella Blenska, who's the star of the feminist horror film Run, Sweetheart, Run, which is now streaming on Prime Video. So stay tuned for that. As always, remember to like and comment on the podcast and write us a review if you can. It really helps us to grow the audience.
Ella, congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you.
Wow, you look very well lit.
Thanks. You know, we had some behind the scenes action going on here, but this is my gaming office. So this is with intent to stream that, which I'm not done yet.
Okay, so let's jump in. Tell us a little bit about, you know, it's a fun movie, a scary movie. Tell us a little bit about your character, Sherry, and kind of who she is and what she's facing at the outset of the film.
Absolutely. I play a character called Cherie. She is a single mother who works at a law firm, and she essentially finds herself on a client dinner, which turns into a date. For the first 20 minutes of the movie, you would think you were watching what otherwise would be a comedy romance sort of movie, which then swiftly takes a left turn and turns into a horror movie. She is someone who very much has life thrown at her, and she's really trying her best with everything that comes her way, but is also someone who hasn't quite realized her power and reached her full potential in that. And throughout the film, in one night, she goes on a tremendous character arc.
Yeah, so there are a lot of exciting, you know, action scenes, a lot of things that go through the film. Did you have one that was the hardest for you to shoot?
In terms of location, the jail cell scene for me was really hard, because there is there's something about just being filmed in a jail cell. You're just like trapped. You can't. And as well, because it's such a tight space, all the cameras and everything are set up right in the doorway. So like, you can't really leave. So it's just a day of being imprisoned, essentially. And the other thing that was pretty hard to shoot was the dancing scene between myself and Pilu, who plays Ethan. So that was a pretty heavy, heavy day.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this the type of film that scares you, that, you know, this idea that a date could go wrong, or is that the type of thing that you find personally scary?
Yeah, I think definitely there is a sort of cautionary tale element to it for sure, but I wouldn't, thankfully I have a support mechanism around me in which if I was gone for more than 20 minutes after I said I was back, there would be an army swiftly looking for the person in question.
That's a good idea. So talk about working with Pilu on the film. He does a pretty good job of being pretty scary on it. What will you remember most about shooting with him?
He is such a gentleman. He's so charismatic and so wonderful. He always asks permission, and he always, you know, he's a great energy on set. That being said, the second the cameras are rolling, I don't know when he's going to do what he asked permission for. So he is terrifying. And in that sense, it's so generous of him to be so spontaneous and so alive with his character, which meant that I had so much to feed off of.
When you were shooting the film, were there lines that you didn't want to cross in the shooting the film, that when you're depicting some of the stuff that happens in the film, that you want to be really careful with how you're showing it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this film touches on a lot of sensitive topics, which are a reality for a lot of people. I think there's especially themes that can be quite triggering. And what me and Shauna really wanted to focus on was to not glorify those things and to not use them for sake of genre. And so what we really wanted to do is really stay authentic and truthful to the character. And in each moment, really focus down on, you know, how Cherie would be feeling. And there was a really open dialogue and trust between myself and Shauna, talking about personal experiences and having those conversations, which are really important to help us achieve that goal.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that more in depth. I mean, this idea of, you know, we're so used to these genre films from the male perspective, but, you know, you're putting a female lens on that. You know, where were some moments where that really came through?
I'd say this, so this film, Shauna can definitely speak on this better than I. I do know she wrote this from a place of experience, and I think she wrote it in like 3 days, and it was like a complete catharsis for her when she wrote it. And you know, there are moments of, there are so many things that happen to this poor character that I think every audience member can pull from, especially ones where there's, you know, she gets her period in the film, and that otherwise would be portrayed as something which is laughed at, or, you know, used and is displayed in a, with a slightly more negative light. In this film, what we really wanted to do is, and Shauna especially, is show how it is not as taboo as, you know, the society around us makes it seem. 50% of us on the planet go through it. It's just, you know, it's the there we are. You know what I mean? And the main thing of it being, it literally saves her life, especially on that overpass scene. You know, it's so smart. I just never would have even thought of that. But even for me filming it as a woman, it's like such, even I was like, yo, this is, I don't know anybody on this set and I'm filming scenes like this. But then towards the end of the experience, I was like, yo, this is normal. This is completely, and I hope in showing that on screen, people, I lend my voice, and this film lends its voice into the gradual normalization of that, and it becoming, you know, making women feel empowered and knowing that it's okay.
Special thanks to Ella Balenska for taking part in the interview today. It was really great to talk to her. As always, remember to like and comment on the podcast and write us a review if you can. And if you're interested in sponsoring our great celebrity interviews, feel free to reach out at editor@uinterview.com.